Medjugorje Messages, 1995 to 1999. I invite you to confession. There is no peace where there is no prayer, and there is no love where there is no faith. I invite you all, little children, into my embrace to help you, but you do not want, and in this way Satan is tempting you, and in the smallest thing your faith disappears. Pray, and through prayer you will discover love. Satan is strong and with all his forces wants to bring closer the most people possible to himself and to sin. Therefore, he is on the prowl to snatch more every moment. I beg you, little children, pray and help me help you. Be carriers of peace in this troubled world. Pray for peace so that as soon as possible a time of peace, which my heart waits impatiently for, may reign. Go into nature because there you will meet God the Creator. Pray without ceasing that God reveals his love to you. For God to live in your hearts, you must love. I invite you to conversion. This is the most important message that I have given you here. This time is a time of grace. Live my messages. Do not let Satan put God in the first place in your life. Do not let Satan attract you through material things. But, little children, decide for God who is freedom and love. When God is in the first place, then you will, in all that you do, seek the will of God. In this way, your daily conversion will become easier. Conversion will become a daily duty that you will do with joy. Place the sacred scripture in a visible place in your family and read and live it. Teach your children, because if you are not an example to them, children depart into godlessness. Reflect and pray, and then God will be born in your heart, and your heart will be joyous. Offer your crosses and suffering for my intentions. Pray that you may understand that suffering can become joy and the cross the way of joy. I do not desire for your life to be in sadness, but that it be realized in joy for eternity according to the gospel. Only in this way will your life have meaning. Reflect about your future. You are creating a new world without God, only with your own strength, and therefore you are unsatisfied and without joy in the heart. This time is my time, and therefore, little children, I invite you again to pray. When you find unity with God, you will feel hunger for the Word of God, and your heart, little children, will overflow with joy. You will witness God's love wherever you are. Take the cross in your hands and meditate on the wounds of Jesus. Ask Jesus to heal your wounds, which you, dear children, during your life sustain because of your sins or the sins of your parents. Only through prayer, you too can become true apostles of faith. God sends me to you out of love that I may help you to comprehend that without him there is no future or joy, and above all, there is no eternal salvation. Little children, I call you to leave sin and accept prayer at all times, that you may in prayer come to know the meaning of your life that God gives. The meaning of your life, God gives himself to him who seeks him. You cannot have peace if your heart is not at peace with God. Therefore, little children, pray, 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 because prayer is the foundation of your peace. Only open your heart and give time to God so that he will be your friend. When true friendship with God is realized, no storm can destroy it. Find a corner for personal prayer. Life is empty without prayer. God gives me this time as a gift to you, so that I may instruct and lead you on the path of salvation. Now you do not comprehend this grace, but soon a time will come when you will lament for these messages. Therefore, little children, live all of the words which I have given you through this time of grace and renew prayer until prayer becomes a joy for you. Especially, I call all those who have consecrated themselves to my Immaculate Heart to become an example to others. I call all priests and religious brothers and sisters to pray the rosary and to teach others to pray. The rosary is especially dear to me. Through the rosary, open your heart to me, and I am able to help you. You cannot comprehend that God needs to be in the first place in your life. Pray, 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 and you will be able to accept others with love. Holy martyrs died witnessing, "I am a Christian and I love God over everything." Rejoice and be joyful Christians, responsible and conscious that God called you in a special way. I call you to be good and say, "I want to put God in the first place in my life." Only with prayer will your heart change. Little children, do not permit Satan to pull you apart and to do with you what he wants. I call you to be responsible and determined and to consecrate each day to God in prayer. May Holy Mass not be a habit for you, but life. By living Holy Mass each day, you will feel the need for holiness and you will grow in holiness. Meditate on and live through your little sacrifices the passion and death of Jesus for each of you. Renounce that which hinders you from being closer to Jesus. Pray, because only through prayer will you be able to overcome your will and discover the will of God even in the smallest things. Little children, do not be afraid. May your heart be prepared to listen to and live everything which the Holy Spirit has in His plan for each of you. Little children, allow the Holy Spirit to lead you on the way of truth and salvation toward eternal life. This, little children, is a time of grace for you. Make good use of it for your personal conversion. When you have God, you have everything. You seek signs and messages and do not see that in every morning sunrise, God calls you to convert and to return to the way of truth and salvation. You speak much, little children, but you work little on your conversion. Therefore, convert and start to live my messages, not with your words, but with your life. In this way, you will have the strength to decide for the true conversion of the heart. I call you to come closer to my Immaculate Heart. I call you to renew in your families the fervor of the first days when I called you to fasting, prayer, and conversion. I call you to open yourselves completely to me so that I may transform you and lead you to the heart of my Son Jesus so that he can fill you with his love. Only in this way, little children, will you find true peace. May Holy Confession be the first act of conversion for you. Then, dear children, decide for holiness. May your conversion and decision for holiness begin today and not tomorrow. Accept prayer with seriousness and pray, pray, pray. Without prayer, you do not have joy or peace or a future. Open your hearts and give me everything that is in them, joys, sorrows, and each, even the smallest pain, that I may offer them to Jesus, so that with his immeasurable love, he may burn and transform your sorrows into the joy of his resurrection. Pray for the conversion of sinners, for those who pierce my heart and the heart of my Son Jesus with the sword of hatred and daily blasphemies. Let us pray, little children, for all those who do not desire to come to know the love of God, even though they are in the church. Let us pray that they convert so that the church may resurrect in love. Only with love and prayer, little children, can you live this time which is given to you for conversion. Place God in the first place, then the risen Jesus will become your friend. Be joyful carriers of peace and love in this peaceless world. By fasting and prayer, witness that you are mine and that you live my messages. I pray that your life and behavior always be Christian. Children, you seek peace and pray in different ways, but you have not yet given your hearts to God for him to fill them with his love. If you love God above all else, it would be easy for you to pray and open your hearts to him. Give glory to God the Creator in the colors of nature. He speaks to you also through the smallest flower about his beauty and the depth of love with which he created you. Little children, may prayer flow from your heart like fresh water from a spring. In a special way now, when it is being said that God is far away, he has truly never been nearer to you. I call you to renew prayer in your families by reading the sacred scripture. Do not forget, this is a time of grace. Therefore, pray, pray, pray. Pray until prayer becomes a joy for you.